We've discussed the solar system, 5 of the 8 planets, and the Darwinian planetary formation models, which are also supposed to explain the formation of the many moons around 7 of the planets in our solar system. These models are all Darwinian attempts to explain the formation of planets by purely natural means without a creator God. The most widely accepted model, or what the Darwinians like to call the mechanism of planet formation, is called the core accretion model. Now, don't let the strange terminology scare you. It's really a very basic concept described with astronomical and trade secret terminology to make you think that it's some great grand event. But what they're really doing is hiding the reality that it's not possible. To begin with, the first step in this core accretion model that eventually is supposed to produce a planet is for us to believe that there was a Big Bang. We're told that this Big Bang happened when there was a big explosion that was supposed to have happened about 15 billion years ago. There's no known reason for this explosion happening, but we're told that gravity was the main culprit. Why was gravity there? No one knows. What exploded, and why was anything there in the first place? Well, as insane as this sounds, we're told that there was nothing, and it exploded. And space just popped into existence, then for no reason except gravity, which was there, but no one knows why. And I quote from space.com, their explanation, quote, "When the universe was very young, something like a hundredth of a billionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second." Woo! That, I didn't add that. That's part of the quote. "It underwent an incredible growth spurt. During this burst of expansion, which is known as inflation, the universe grew exponentially and doubled in size at least 90 times," end quote. And all this came from nothing. Science has become nothing but gaslighting. We're taught absolute absurdities and then given the stare down, and they dare you to laugh. Well, I'm laughing. But if you do, they'll do anything they can to destroy your career in the sciences, if that's what you're trying to do with your life, and they'll mock you as a non-scientist for daring to mock the science, end quote, which is actually nothing but idiotic blabbering. So you see, even to have the discussion of the core accretion model for the formation of planets, we have to ignore the anti-scientific nature of the Big Bang model, which supposedly hurled masses of something from nothing through space. NASA produced an explanation for kids claiming that this something, quote, was just hot, tiny particles mixed with light and energy. The tiny particle grouped together, they formed atoms. Then those atoms grouped together. Over lots of time, atoms came together to form stars and galaxies. The first stars created bigger atoms and groups of atoms. That led to more stars being born. At the same time, galaxies were crashing and grouping together as new stars were being born and dying. Then things like asteroids, comets, planets, and black holes formed," end quote. This core accretion model seeks to explain how the asteroids crashed into each other and then reassembled into larger chunks until they either became a planet or a moon around a planet, like Jupiter. But the science actually proves that this could not have happened. Asteroids crashing into one another would produce smaller chunks not capable of merging together. And the gas planets like Jupiter could not have formed as claimed, especially at the position of its orbit. So they write more science fiction, as we described in our segment on Jupiter's Do-Si-Do in the previous Evidence for God devotionals. So when we test the so-called planetary formation models, we see that it's all a desperate attempt buried in made-up terminology and covered with a layer of gaslighting and intimidation. It's not science. And the fact that man cannot explain in any legit way how that planets could have come into existence apart from an intelligent being that we know as God, then we are justified in logically deducing that there is a creator God who made the planets.